What about his, I was going to ask you, what are your plans? Do you plan to go to New York or someplace, or have you decided?
I'm talking to people next week. I was thinking of the finance area. Just something.
You ever lived in Florida?
Yeah. This is too advisable.
I don't know. It's a, you taught school, you first got out of school, how long?
I just taught for 1 year.
1 year, elementary school. And then, where'd you come, early in that?
I started with, the White House Conference on Food Nutrition and Health.
That's when you came here?
Right. Then I came over here with John Brown, who was the staff secretary.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You grew up in Ohio, went to school there. Well, New York is a miserable place to live in many ways, to live in, work in. It's extremely exciting. I mean, it is very, very expensive. Whatever you get there, it will not go as far as it does here. I don't know why many, many young people do like it there because of the excitement.
I'm sure it couldn't pass this excitement, sir.
Most of the, as far as this is, it's for putting it quite gently, as far as girls are concerned, I should think men would, many prefer New York because basically it's not, there's a better ratio of men to women in New York than there is here in Washington. So it's always been a matter of, you know, place where most girls are big enough to have a good work in the life of this place. But I don't know. It's a it depends if you got the got a decent kind of a job, and there are some good jobs for girls with your background up there. You find it exciting, very different, very cold, if I think the weather. Unbelievable. You been up there quite a deal today, you've been there, you know. It's a really, basically, New York is a Jewish city. And I'm speaking now of the city itself. But that doesn't mean it's a bad city, but basically it's a, you get down in that area, you get a, there's a certain detachment and a very coldness about it. And then, of course, they have lots of Irish, black, the Negroes, and it's a melting pot of the world. But in terms of, shall we say, friendly, friends and that sort of thing, for whatever that means, very little in New York, very little. But it's all on a strictly personal basis. You live in an apartment house, you don't know anybody, you don't know your neighbors, anybody else, nobody pays any attention to it. It's dog eat dog, highly competitive. I've often said that New York is a place for the very rich or the very poor. The welfare goals are huge there, they do rather well. The very rich for the different rest, and the people in between don't do too well because, you know, it's just too expensive. And yet you can live there. You don't have to. In other words, you don't have to take a taxi cab to come right subway. You don't have to eat in a fancy restaurant. You can automatize under different lodges. You can just, you name your price, you can get there. And it's, as far as entertainment is concerned, it's most girls particularly just like walking down the Fifth Avenue looking at them. It's the greatest city in the world for that. It's only because there's more concentration of great
Mr. President, just to clarify, too, my reason for wanting to leave. Basically, I was concerned about what to do with the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Not seeing this as a career type position.
You've got a lot of life left. So you were just trying to determine, you didn't want to be a secretary all your life.
Yeah.
So I understand that. That's your point. You're a college graduate. You have an elementary teaching degree, right? You've got a teaching degree. And you just don't want to be a stenographer. I understand.
I was concerned too that theory would be so much more difficult to find something. And now at 26, even now people probably wonder why I haven't gotten my MBA or whatever it is if I'm disinterested in something. So,
what do you mean? Why you
haven't? Well, I mean, even at this point, it looks as if I've dawdled or something. I don't know
no.
if they think I have some great desire, but it's.
No, I think on that you're doing very well. If you were 36, then I would say I would be working, not at 26.
Well, it's an awful decision to have to make. My family thinks I'm pretty.
Your family's still living in Ohio?
Yes. And as I say, nothing could compare with the excitement around here. And everyone says, "Well, let down, the real world will be."
Yeah. Well, that's true. And yet, it'll be a terrible adjustment for 6 months. Then you adjust. Everybody else. And you find different things to do. But the government can be exciting, but it can also be frustrating. And it's only a part of life. My view is to don't stay in the place too long. I was around here, government much longer. I mean, it depends on what you do, but you get your own bad or if you want to stay forward in your life. But if I were you, I'd consider New York or say Los Angeles as it's full too. That's a very upcoming. Much better than your place. But New York, as far as the traffic is concerned, is the best. It's more competition. It's colder, meaner, ruthless, exciting. Not girls. Did you ever talk to Rose about it? Rose Woods?
No, I haven't.
Go and talk to her sometime. Now, she lived there. It was, of course, it was 8 years or 5 years I lived there. She can tell you something about the hazards and the perils and so forth in New York. She can give you a good view about it.
I will talk to her. A girl from Ohio. She
I can't give you much advice about it because and you just can't tell each individual has to adjust to their own desires and so forth. But, I can see why you want to change. I mean, to move from one thing to another, you just don't want to need it. If you are going to make a move into a, shall we say, a professional kind of work, you've got to do it very soon.
You do think that's right? That's my feeling.
I'm not sure that it is in that respect. I mean, I must say that I think many women think that, well, secretarial work is a little bit so below being, say, a professional person with a secretary working for you. I'm not sure. But depends. If you're working, if you're doing secretary work, it's important. You will find that more interesting. And probably from a financial standpoint, almost as rewarding. This whole business of because the secretary these days is a terribly important person. I'm not so sure that it would have to depend. It would depend. I mean, but you ought to think about it for a while. I would jump up to New York, I'm not sure. But there would be a pretty good job. Something about a good life because you. Talk to Rose about it. She'll give you her best advice. And she's lived in Los Angeles, New York, and Washington. So she knows it all.
She's had a good life. But well, just being together, it must have been awfully, it must be fun to be able to share that kind of relationship over the years and all the changes.
Mm-hmm. You see them all up and down.
Haven't you?
You're right. But I would think a little about New York before that. I must say, an awful lot of pretty girls like you, they end up in New York or Los Angeles. That seems to be the two places that draw the most. That'd be pretty well. Well, some of them come there and are terribly disappointed, just like old men who come to Washington disappointed. But this can be the people come here with thinking they're going to be around the government, just like me.
Mr. President, you can't appreciate, because you don't have a contact with it, but the thousands of people who say to people like me, please tell the President you think he's doing a great job, or please let him know we support him for re-election, or the people who talk to me about it, as well as I'm sure everyone else, you just, and the people who are dying to work here, just so often I think he has no idea.
Well, that's very nice.
Support is, or the people expect you so much.
Yeah, well, that's very nice. What do you think about it, Ben? We want our people. I like to see them themselves, like Mr. David just left, Dr. David, he's done a pretty big job in the industry and others. Heard mine ago, he should. He's 54 years of age, and he waits for 4 more years, he'll be too old by a month. He should make some money now. Others would say they went home. As far as the girls are concerned, probably he'll live as well as here. Also, unless you move into it entirely, unless you want to move geographically or move into entirely different work. But you can talk with her. She knows that place. She likes some money and some. She'll take. If I get any ideas, I'll let you know.
I appreciate it.
You might have to sit there and come out of the